Hey, Living Theology friends, here is another Names of God letter. Today we're going to look at Jehovah Tsidkenu. Now this name might not be familiar to you, but certainly how it translates is. And it translates the Lord who is our righteousness. It has Strong's number 3072. We read of the name in Jeremiah 23:6. In his days Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. And this is his name, by which he will be called the Lord our righteousness. And in Jeremiah 33:16, in those days Judah shall be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell in safety. And this is the name by which he shall be called the Lord is our righteousness. Probably all Christians treasure this name above all the names of God, for we all recognize that without his righteousness imputed to us, we would be without hope and under the wrath of God forever. John 3:36. Since the sin of Adam, all people are born without the ability to love and obey God, so we cannot of ourselves earn any righteousness. Only he can become our righteousness. Since we cannot obey the law, it is a curse to us and continually reminds us of our sinful state. Romans 3:20. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. We cannot reason our way or work our way into a state of righteousness before God. Romans 9:16, so that does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. And of course, wills is reasoning ability, and runs is whatever you would do physically. Philippians 3:8-9, more than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. Our only hope for eternity in heaven rather than in hell is God in his mercy taking away our sins and placing them on the cross, where Jesus bore God's wrath for those sins, and for the righteousness of Jesus to be placed into our account before God. Those who do not believe and obey Jesus have the wrath of God abiding on them now and forever. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. The sin of Adam is perpetuated throughout all his descendants, and righteousness is only available through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17-18. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men. The process of our sins placed into the account of Jesus for a perfect payment, and his righteousness placed into our account, is called double imputation. And I gave you a little diagram in the printed form that shows a cross with our and a circle, the circle representing us, with the sins of us going to the cross, and an arrow pointing from the cross to us with a plus R, meaning the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So that depicts our sins being put on Jesus at the cross, where he bore the wrath of God, and his righteousness being given to us. So this is, you can read about this in 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. That's our sins being put on Jesus, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And that's his righteousness being put into our account. Double imputation. Salvation is a multi-stage process by which someone who is spiritually dead, you can read in Ephesians 2:1, is first made spiritually alive so that he can communicate with God. He's given faith, which is the enabling power of God, so that he can believe, trust, and obey God. The person is then justified before God by double imputation. The person begins a lifelong process of being conformed in this world to the image of God. And at the earthly return of Jesus, the person will be glorified in a new body. The double imputation process is also called justification or instant sanctification, since a person is made just or sanctified, purified before a holy God. It's very important to understand that after double imputation, a Christian spiritually possesses the righteousness of Jesus and thus is holy before God, although not in his or her walk in the world. The lifelong process of progressive sanctification occurs as we cooperate with God in the removal of our sin nature and the growth of a Christ-like walk in the world. Our progressive sanctification is the development of his righteousness in our lives, and to progress properly, we must study God's word and constantly consider ourselves dead to sin. Romans 6:11, even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4:24, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. The development of righteousness in our walk on earth is often a painful process that requires constant effort on our part. There will be periods of success and also failure that will break our hearts as we still sin. It's only after our life is over that we will fully receive righteousness in our bodies. 2 Timothy 4:8, in the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. 2 Peter 3:13, but according to his promise we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Praise Jehovah Tsidkenu for his grace in placing the righteousness of Jesus in your account before him, and for his works in your daily life, making you more righteous each day in your walk here. May God richly bless you.